This is CliffCentral.com. 360 Biz on CliffCentral.com.
It is 360biz.com. My name is Debo Homafodi. Welcome to another exciting installment of 360 Biz. It is indeed a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. You know, this is a show that brings you all things business. We bring in legislators, we bring in regulators, we bring in industry champions and everyone else that is into business or anything else that affects business as a whole. You know, I'm not alone. Every week I bring you the show with my boy Bulelani. Bal, how are you, Fana?
No, man, it feels good to be in studio. I wasn't here last week, so it feels very good to be in studio. I think for other reasons as well that are on this desk.
Is it?
Yeah, so I'm particularly happy to be in studio today. How was your week? How has your week been?
Hey, dude, you know, Nightwood, I work hard. I work like a slave, in fact. So, you know what? It's one of those things. I remember my cameraman the other day said to me, my parents gave me necessary survival tools, you know. So imagine, I mean, among figure studio, you know, so everyone else is laughing, you know, my parents gave me the necessary survival tools. Go to what is that, you know? So now obviously because he went to a multiracial school, so now that's necessary survival tools, you know? So I mean, I didn't have that, so now unfortunately I got to go out there and definitely try hard, to work hard and definitely survive. You know, I'm actually excited, Bulelani, about today's show. That, you know what, we're bringing, you know, we've got entrepreneurs, we've got hustlers, right? I don't know what you call yourself. Are you an entrepreneur, you're a hustler?
I think for today I'm a videographer, because, you know? I'm starstruck.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Oh, okay. Yes, no, definitely. You are. You got to be starstruck. I mean, with the kind of guests that we have today. I mean, these are hustlerpreneurs. These are entrepreneurs. These are movers and shakers. These are indeed game changers. People that are definitely making a name for themselves. But one thing I like particularly about today's show and the kind of entrepreneurs that we have, these are the individuals that indeed they've decided to say they're not gonna be selfish in terms of looking at their businesses on their own, but however they've opened up, they've started a business within businesses. So what I mean by that is that these are individuals that are creating a culture of lifestyle in the township. You know, everything we're going now to Maboneng, we're going to your you know, four ways, your food markets and whatsoever. Some of us that grew up in the township, you still stay in the township.
Yeah, definitely.
Obviously. Yeah, no, definitely. And of course right now obviously we need lifestyle to actually be accommodating Abantu Basekas, right?
Yeah.
So now one thing I like about these guys are creating entrepreneurship into the township. I mean, they're doing street festivals, they're doing food markets, they're doing a whole lot of exciting stuff. But I don't want to be speaking for them. I want them to actually speak for themselves. I've got an opportunity as well today to host my classmate. But he has out to John Jelly Stock on Fed to while I was still. the guilty people know themselves. So Marang John Jelly Stock on Fed when I was buying at school. But I know that he's a hustler. He used to be my dance partner as well. We used to all
dance.
Yeah. I mean, dude, I'm a dancer fit too. So we used to have a dance group called Ama Virus, you know. So they call them Voro. But anyway, you'll get to hear. And definitely a sister of mine that we grew up together, who decided to leave corporate. In fact, not corporate. She left government, you know, doing a different for youth. And she decided to say she wants to join in this side and be an entrepreneur as well. We've got as well, you know, trendsetters definitely in. So, you know what? I can take the whole day speaking about these guys. I think maybe let's bring them in. Let them speak for themselves.
Yeah, right? let's hear, man.
Yeah, no, definitely. Let me start on my right here. I've got Utsepo. Utsepo, usually to many, they know him as Osporo. You know? Utsepo, maybe do you want to take this opportunity to say hi to our listeners? Tell us who you are. What is it that you do?
Hi, I'm Tepo, also known as Poro Munamudi. I'm the one who's doing Sporo Street Cookout in First Lawrence.
Okay. Yeah, Tepo, you do street cookout. Tepo, from what I understand, you're the trendsetter. You started this. You know? One thing I love about this show, it's uncensored. So I can say you started this shit. Yeah? Where did you get this, dude?
The concept has been on my mind for like 2 years.
Okay.
And I wanted something fresh, something different.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since I went to visit other markets and been going to other events and all that. And then last year, no, not last year, 2015, around November, December.
Okay.
That's when I decided, you know what, I think it's time that this lifestyle has been implemented in our townships.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's when I started on the 26th of February.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Then give me the concept. What was the concept? Obviously, there's people that are hearing there's a Sporo Street cookout, but they don't know what is that. You know, Pella, we in the verbs in future. And I mean, I'm sure it's listening to people in America, people in Africa and other places. So let's give them a scenario. One thing I love about radio, it's theater of the mind. So you must let them imagine what is it, what kind of setup it is, and what is that you do.
Okay. Basically, the whole concept and the vision was that to get local chefs to unite other people over meals, because food is something that unites people, that brings everyone together.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came up with this vision, I wanted to be in the street, because most of the things in the Kasi were done like the Chisanyama and all those places.
Okay.
So I decided to shut down my street. I spoke to my neighbors. I told them, okay, I just want to do something also to empower small businesses and other people that don't have a platform to showcase their small business and kitchens and food. Because I would see most of the people posting gourmet and nice meals on their social media and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to a couple of them, told them that they can run a business from this. So it was a platform for me to also to give them a, exposure, and also a platform for them to make money, and to also for our local township economy, also like job creation and everything. So I spoke to a couple of stallers, chefs and other people, not professionally chefs, but they can cook. So I spoke to a few of them, and then we started with 15 stalls, food only, and started with like 150 people, and then that was the beginning of it.
Is it? Yeah. So maybe then let me bring in these guys. You know, I always say today's innovation is tomorrow's imitation. So it's something, it's a quote that I live by. In fact, when we started on the show, you were telling me about the McDonald's story. The guy that started McDonald's, it's not the guy that is owning it today. So and you guys have decided to launch. I don't know. Okay, maybe let me start. Say hi to our listeners. Tell us who you are.
I think because we're from Tembisa, they run the biggest township street food.
I'm actually about to get there.
Just to hype them up. Islam.
My name is Lebo.
Okay.
Lebo Kamma Sasanya. We run the market in Tembisa. It's called Easy Saturday Street Food Market.
Easy Saturday?
Yes.
Street Food Market?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Lebo, who are you with?
I'm with my whole crew, which is Puseleto, Isaac, and Bongani.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And the chef behind.
And that was the crew. Then I'm talking about the chefs that we brought today.
Oh, okay.
Which is Itumele.
Okay.
And interns from Kabutlina restaurant.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So then tell me, right now, when do you guys launch?
Because
you guys came up with a Seras hype.
We launched last year, October.
Okay.
What happened is I used to be in Bram most of the time. I used to be in Rosebank College in Bramfontein.
Okay.
So one Saturday I was like, there's too much white people here. Let me just go. There's nice.
Okay.
Then I got into neighborhoods. Yeah. Then I started going to neighborhoods every first Saturday.
Mm.
Every Saturday I go to neighborhoods. Every Saturday I go to neighborhoods. Then I started having that, the whole atmosphere at the market. That let's. Then I went to the crew and I was like, boys, can we do something like this, ne?
Okay.
Then we saw Sporo doing it. We said, look, this is the first guy that's doing this kind
of
stuff.
You see my brother when I say you're a trendsetter.
Yeah. Then we went to Sporo.
Mm-hmm.
We spoke to him. We're like, we love what you're doing. We're trying to do the same thing, Kotembisa.
Okay.
In a point of lifestyle and how much it supports black businesses or what. Then Sporo also gave us our go around, look around and see the whole vibe, how it is.
Okay.
Yeah, then yeah then now we host about 10,000 people.
And then, yeah. So, okay, but now I'm thinking to myself, then, you know, guys, I've realized, Bulena, having stayed in America half of the last year, né, to say Americans have got a thing, this thing of putting steroids on everything.
Yeah.
So, Tembisen, what's wrong with you guys? You know, I mean, you guys.
I think for me, you know, one of the things when I heard about it, because I'm a resident as well.
Okay.
Was the fact that, you know, it was about Ningaki 4-5, ne?
Yes.
And they know how, and they've done another thing which is amazing in terms of entrepreneurship.
Okay.
To collaborate.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
You know, within themselves as a group and as a team. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, all the time you hear people saying, "Uti ekasi," they don't work together. And I think that's a lot of BS that they've dispelled to a certain degree.
Yeah, okay? that's one of the
I mean,
things.
For them to even work with the gentleman, you know, I mean, think about that.
Yeah, and no, it was not in a point of, no, we're trying to copy what Sporo did. Because I also had the whole idea. Because I got my second job at Neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of I was sitting next to a white guy who's a financial manager at Vegas School and was like, okay, cool. Hey, I work at Rosebank College. So I thought, I actually was like, no, this is the market. The nicest thing about market is about communication, interactions,
mm-hmm.
and actually getting something good from the kukas.
No, don't worry. I'm not worried about copying and whatsoever. One of the things that I always say to people, when you think of an idea, I often idea, 10,000 other people are thinking of the same idea. Mm. The different and the unique word, it's the one that's going to implement it first and the one that's going to be innovative about it. So for me, I'd like to think, guys, as much as reality is everyone is big,
yes.
You know, so and Gauteng being big and everyone being big, even South Africa being big, you know, this could be duplicated within different areas. You know, so because at the end of the day, you know, you might find KZN does it differently. You might find Cape Town does it differently. Yes. You know, it's a question of to say it's something that we need to encourage the spirit and the culture of entrepreneurship within the township as a whole. But and you guys had did a killer display here. you know, maybe let's get the chef to say, do you want to give us a bit of insight in terms of the display that you gave us here as to what is happening here, what do you prepare for us?
Yeah, well, good afternoon to the listeners and to everyone that I have not greeted here.
Mm.
I am Itumeleng, also known as Mr. Fine Things.
Mm.
I'm the one responsible for Mohoju Rap.
Okay.
And chicken hearts rap.
Mm.
So the idea, as you can see, is to, you know, make our ghetto food. We need to make it fabulous and take it out there.
Okay.
Because when people think about Mohoju, mm-hmm. no one wants to work with, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
We do have restaurants in the, you know, in the malls and stuff, but they don't last.
Mm.
So my biggest dream is to take this food and put it up there where it belongs. Because we grew up eating Mohoju. We grew up eating chicken intestines.
Mm.
We grew up eating all those things. So
but I see you've become innovative about it.
Yes, that was the idea. Someone that, a lot of guys who have not eaten Mohoju, they had this and said, wow, we never thought we could eat Mohoju. I said, Mohoju, well, if it's chicken intestine, you can eat, you know, thighs or breasts. So you might as well go inside and start there.
No, definitely. Yeah. I like that. So, Duma, are you a qualified chef?
No, I'm a self-taught cook. Okay. I'm a street chef. I love food. I'm a foodie.
Nice.
I'm creative about food. Anything that
no, guys. I think that deserves a round of applause, guys. Eh? Yeah. Yeah. And Dume, you look familiar, Dumeling. Aren't you in construction, dude?
At some point, yes.
No, man, I'm saying, yes, Bulena, I was thinking, I was like, no, man, this guy looks familiar. Now when he's speaking, now I can hear the voice. No, man, I've heard this voice before. So, no, my brother. I think I love what you're doing and what you've done here. And more than anything, this the fact that you self-taught. You know, I mean, I'll make an example. I mean, those that know my story, I'm a self-taught in most of what I do. You know, I didn't go to school for this, but let me tell you, dude, I invest serious money for what I do. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So to say, for certain things, for me, one of the things that we do with the show, we try to obviously to encourage and be inspiration to somebody that is listening. To say, it's not everything that you need to go to school for. You know, as long as obviously you've got brains, you've got hands and everything else, go out there and definitely do something. for yourself. And we've got a lady. I mean, how do you feel being a rose amongst the thorn? I mean, you're the only girl here.
It's exciting. Of course, I love a challenge, and I love playing with the big boys. So, I mean, it's exciting, really. So I'm Muruesi from the Four Seasons Ekasi Market.
Okay.
I happen to know Sporo. He's a primary school friend of mine.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, basically, I think my specialty is in enterprise development.
Okay.
So I've worked with SMMEs, I've worked with youth-owned companies, and that's my passion.
I know for many years.
It's my passion. I literally live and breathe entrepreneurship. So I've decided then to leave, you know, the working world and join entrepreneurs, practice what I've always preached to everybody else.
Okay.
So cheers. For me, you know, and having been born and bred in Wattville, I thought, I mean, Soweto does all these things and they literally, you know, use the tourism element of Soweto to bring everything into Soweto. And I thought, I mean, Wattville has O.R. Tambo. Like, this is, you know, this year is literally the centenary of their life in terms of O.R. Tambo. We're celebrating 100 years of O.R. Tambo. Why not use that to our advantage? So we've combined then our market, the enterprise development portion of our market, as well as the tourism development. So we've got the O.R. Tambo Narrative Center in Wattville. We've got the O.R. Tambo in Adelaide Tambo Gravesite, which is a national heritage site. And we're using that to our advantage to bring people from outside. I mean, Wattville is probably the smallest township in Ekurhuleni. No one, you know, people hardly know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're using to bring people in, promote tourism, promote our township economy, and as well as develop the enterprises that are within the township.
Okay. So you've hosted your first event last time.
We've hosted two events.
Oh, is it two already?
Yes, we have. We've done two already. And I mean, we've challenged ourselves to say we're launching in winter. Winter is usually hibernating season. People don't really go outdoors and do all these activities. Sales of cold beverages are low. And we said, you know what, if we can survive winter, trust me, we're going to thrive in spring and summer.
Yeah. I was actually about to get to that because you know what happened, Bulelani? I was in Cape Town and I flew back on the day that his event was happening. So I think I landed around about 5 or something. So, and I thought to myself to say, no, I'm not going there because, you know, usually the street cookout shuts down around about 8, you know. So, and it's about 2 hours away. Then I was calling on people. Guess what? 8, 9, 10 people were still at her place. They said you did some setup. You had heaters in there. You had, you know, you became innovative about what you wanted to do, especially in winter. It was a shock. Weren't you shocked by the tenant? Because I heard it was damn good.
It was very good for our first event. And as I said, we wanted to challenge ourselves to say we are launching in winter. And if we can stand the test of this season, we will certainly thrive in the next warmer seasons.
Yeah, no, definitely. And we've got Voro, my brother. How are you? Say hi to our listeners. Tell us who you are and what is it that you do.
Sanbonani Khotso. My name is Tolani Ngobozana. A lot of people know me as Voro the Virus, but I changed my name to teach a school back.
Why teach a school back?
I'm a teacher and I'm running some campaign called National Donated School Back Campaign. Yes. But right now, Angzelang and Lezo.
Okay. So you're hosting a Gota festival.
Yeah.
So tell us a bit about that.
Okay. This is the first, I know this is the first event of such. No one thought about this until
What the Gota festival? No one. There's a Gota festival in Soweto.
Let's go there.
Okay. Come close to the mic.
You can even call the guy who's doing that event.
Yeah,
he's one of my friend. When he saw me say I'm hosting the Kota Festival, he stole the idea and say I'm going through to Kota Festival. Seriously, guys, like because when I sat down with my team, we had a strategy. We're starting at Ekurhuleni because this is our home ground.
Yeah,
we pilot everything, then we go to Soweto, go to Tshwane, we go to Durban, go to Cape Town. With the same concept of Kota Festival, because we believe in national things. Everything we do, we're doing nationally. So the guy took our ideas and then say block us on WhatsApp, on Facebook, WhatsApp, say no. Then people, and then people take me, say there's so way to Kota Festival, say, but only God will deal with them. Okay, let's forget about it. Okay, right now we'll be hosting the first ever, the very first ever Kota Festival. I'm the founder of that thing. I'm the brainchild behind that thing.
Okay.
Even someone can steal it, but he won't do it the way I plan it.
Oh, is it? Okay. So then give us the reasoning behind your event. What is it that you want to achieve? Are you going to be the one creating quotas? Are you bringing people creating all quotas?
I'm not the one who's going to create quotas, and I'm not planning to open any quota stall in my life.
Okay.
But one thing I want to do is to uplift those quota people, because if you see, quota is the culture to all of us from the young age. When you used to attend schools at primaries, we used to buy quota during our break times. After school, you know, tips are. Every time it's pretty shop, so buy my quota. Even if it's normal, Marasakhara's told me I'm a quota. I want this financial analysis.
Mm-hmm.
But when I came with an idea, it was to say, let me promote Abad Basikas who are doing a quota. Because it's something, it's our culture.
Okay.
I feel concerned, this is our culture. Mm-hmm. If you can check during lunchtime, people will go to quota shops.
Mm-hmm.
But plus, in Whiteville, we are blessed. We're next to the firms. Every time people they go to a tech shop to want a quota. Mm-hmm. And right now, when I check this, different kind of quotas that are coming in. Which are producing my gas.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, there's a guy called SK who produce a quota like this one. It's a folder quota and all that. But I didn't get a chance to go to him today to collect one of these quotas. Mm-hmm. Like, it's to promote them. Say, let's promote Abantu Basikazi to showcase so that to say to them, Ikota can be one of the known brand in the world. Yeah.
So I think what I'm interested in is, what is the entry criteria, and how do you judge, or rather adjudicate, the winner?
The winner?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. There's no winner on this one. Okay. It's showcasing your stuff, how best you can do your quota. People will say, we love the quota ka Tebogo, we love the quota ka Bulelani. Not to say you win something, you lose something. Everyone is the best quota.
So who's going to be the judges?
People.
I think while we're on the issue of the quota, maybe let me bring in my brother here. Do you want to quickly say hi to our listeners, tell us who you are and what is that you do?
Alright, I'm Isaac, Easy Saturdays, with the Street Food Market guys.
Oh, okay. So then tell me, one of the things that I realize, like one of the things Bulelani made mention of is that quota is our culture. You know, but now we've got franchises like your Kota Joe, we've got franchises like your Chisanyama, we've got franchises like your Spikos and many others. All these originate in the township. So now, but they originate in the township, but we don't own them at this point in time. We don't own the IP address of them. We don't. I'm saying IP address. We don't. I own the intellectual property. We don't own the trademark of it. So as a South African and as an entrepreneur and a street hustler, how does that make you feel?
Well, to be honest with you, one of the reasons why we started what we started is so people can learn the business, because most people know how to cook. Like, a lot of people know how to cook, but the business side of it.
Okay.
So what we encourage our stallers to do normally is for them to create their own profiles, create their own business while doing what they love.
Okay.
So it is a bit of a problem, because most things come from the hood.
If they you look, do.
And these people who work for these restaurants come from the hood. You know what I'm saying? So it's one of the ideas that we're trying to bring, that okay, now this guy can cook, he can prepare a meal that can make money for him.
Okay.
So what we do is we encourage them to provide to create their own profiles, learn the business, learn how to make money from what they can cook.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then what we normally do is tell them about branding.
Okay.
They need to have their own names, own logos, so when they market their stuff, people know, okay, we have a Mkhodu rep from Mr. Fine Things. Here's the logo. Here's, you get familiar with all the different stallers that you have. That's what we're trying to bring, so that people can make money from what they know how to do, like from the food they can cook.
Is it? Yeah. Sporo, as a trendsetter, I mean, how does that make you feel though?
It is very an important thing, like to have people to have identity. Because especially, like, as I said, to run a small business, it's a important thing, because you don't know how big you'll go at the end. So that's why I also like encourage most of the stallers, the people that come to me, that they need to have an identity and a signature, so that they can stand out from everywhere where they go, and that they'll be able to identify from everywhere else, especially when registering their companies. They mustn't just like look into making sales only, because there's a lot that comes into all this. I even link them with some of the business people that can help them with profiles and everything like that, and advise them with some of the legal things that they can do. So it is very important for all small businesses to have their own unique signature and identity.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, so that they can stand out. Yeah.
Morosi, right now you've worked with entrepreneurship for the longest time. Having worked with entrepreneurship for the longest time, one of the things that we find, people steal ideas. You know, not only that, people still, like obviously the example that I made of in terms of these big franchises. Don't you think is it paralyzing small businesses though, or not giving them an opportunity to maximize?
It certainly is, but I think also I'd like to agree with Sporo and the guy from Easy Street Kitchen. Identity is very important.
Mm-hmm.
I think once you take ownership of your concept, once you make it your own, once you own it, it's difficult for someone else to then take it and implement it. If the Gotahead branding, for example, you know, you would know who came up with that. You know, the person would then be able to know the processes of how do I make it grow? How do I, you know, expand my business?
Mm-hmm.
But if there's no identity, it's anybody's game. You know, anyone can claim that and make money out of it. So identity and branding is extremely important, I think.
But Elan, you do branding. I want to hear your opinion.
Put me on the spot. But I think that for me, I mean, a brand that I resonate with, because, you know, it's very close to me, for instance, the street food market. I think one of the things before I even go anywhere in terms of my commentary is to then ask, are you guys thinking of franchising it? Because it's such a nice model into other parts of South Africa.
We actually got an offer for Limpopo.
Yeah.
So we're looking into doing it in Limpopo, but yeah.
Yeah, because I think for me it's a great franchising model, but it's a soft franchising model in the sense that you don't necessarily need to build up any infrastructure. And I think that similarly to the lady in the center, you know, they're dabbling with enterprise development, and I think that that's where they're going to make the most of their money. Through enterprise development, positioning themselves as an enterprise development, because ideally they are a DSTV good food festival in Ekasi.
Yes.
Actually, ideally, when you look at the model that they have, when you measure the number of people that are going to be coming in over the next 12 months, they've got way more people. Mm-hmm. You understand me? So I think that from a franchise perspective, it makes it easier in terms of access, and they're able to build it up. But I fully agree with what Tuputsporo said and what the lady said and everyone in the room in terms of helping them differentiate themselves, you know, because I think that what they're also then doing is helping entrepreneurs who ordinarily, like you said, but the biggest thing is that you want them to be able to differentiate themselves. But not just that, they want them to build businesses and business models, so they then change their mindset from a survivalist business into actually fully functional operational businesses. And I think that from the experience that we had at the other function, I mean, it was nice for them to have other people there, you know. I think that's one of the things that actually threw me off, and I think that that's particularly dope. Yeah.
No, definitely. I know it's actually a good point. So now one of the things that I want to ask, in the midst, I've got all of you in studio. Have you guys thought about, maybe it's either annually or quarterly or once a year, and maybe or once every second quarter, coming together to do one big event?
From my side, we've actually been talking about it. We're planning to even approach Sporo about it.
Okay.
But Distelmant is a beautiful place, and it's central for all of us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if we can do something that's beautiful from the township, mm-hmm. it's going to be amazing. It's like it's that one thing that's going to put the economy on top, because the market alone on our side,
mm-hmm.
it makes like 400,000 get to be spent. We have Capitec ATMs on the venue that are being withdrawn all over and over again. So imagine when we mix that with what Sporo does on the side, it's going to be something amazing.
Okay, yeah. Sporo?
Yeah, one day, We just need to sit down and talk.
Yes.
Because the thing is that for us, things are starting going to be a bit hectic because there's another one that we're pushing in Maritzburg, which is called Chilanati. Already started in September, we'll be doing that. And we'll be now also we'll be at the station in Newtown. I'll be running the night markets and Sundays there. But that's what I said. Anything's possible. Let's just do one big thing, you know, so that we can. It's not a, like, you know what I always say to people is that this is not about our individual brand. It's about empowering our townships, you know. It's about empowering our, like, our individual township brands and everything so that we show Hore what is it that we can do, you know. So uniting the whole Ekurhuleni crew, everyone here, I'm sure make a massive Ekurhuleni. Yeah. In fact, we can like call it like Ekurhuleni Food Festival. Mm.
Ekurhuleni Food Festival,
so
yeah.
Of which we can like shut down the.
I can bring in the government.
Done. Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I fully agree. And I think as you were asking when we were sitting outside and you were saying ours is the same week as the Tembisa guys. It's, and I said to you, I mean, we are in Ekurhuleni East, they're in Ekurhuleni North, and there's 3 million people for us to share. I think for all of us, we Sporo's not my competitor and they're not my competitor. We are all competing with your Four Ways Farmers Market. We are all competing with your Neighbor Goods Market.
Like done.
We don't want people to leave the township to go and spend their money in Four Ways and in Black we want Pound. Them to you know, the money must circulate within and amongst ourselves. So we are not each other's. We the more we collaborate, the more we promote and activate township economies.
Chief, the house has spoken. I mean, I'm ready to run and work anytime.
Okay.
Just name the day and the date where we'll meet and then discuss everything, guys. I'm there.
Yeah, because for me, I think we've got all the expertise in this room.
Yeah.
We've got branding, we've got media and strategists that could come up with sponsors. You know, we've got, you know, and obviously bringing in different guests. And we could even broadcast live from the event. You know, both television and radio. Why not?
I just think from my side, normally with such amazing ideas, maybe I'm negative, but sometimes they never happen, you know? You know why? Because we get so hyped up, we're in a beautiful place.
Yeah.
I would like to then say that the IP came up here. Whoever does it must just do it. You understand? Because sometimes you wait for her and then she's not coming to the party and you wait for him. Just do that damn thing because it's a great idea. Because Mina, all I'm saying is, you know, I've been an entrepreneur now, I think it's 11 years. And I started as an internet cafe. We kind of grew. We've got machinery and all that stuff now. But when I started, there were 7 other internet cafe. Ekasi, Tembisa, for instance, a view. There were 7 others. But over the years, I started to understand that there's something unique about us that differentiated us. I mean, I understood that we are not the cheapest in terms of pricing, and we're still not. You understand me? But I think that that also then helped in terms of niching our market. But apart from niching our market, it helped in terms of what is that one thing eletabantu la, whereas it won't bring other people to another place to differentiate us. And I love what you said in then saying, Gutsi, you see, Elokshini, I think that our biggest challenge, Elokshini, is to then think that if he's doing one thing and now you're doing another and we're doing the same thing, we're competing, but how many Foschini stores are there within 100-meter radius? Apart from the Foschini, there's a Starterford, there's an Edgar's, there's a Levi, there's an Uzi, there's a whatever. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing, because if you create a unique selling proposition about your brand, someone will leave Cape Town and come to you, and someone will leave Cape Town and come to you. And I love what was said. There's a lot of money in the economy, and we need to make sure that we shut that money down so that people don't go to KFC, Joe. Yeah. People don't go to Nando's. I'm serious. And the machinery that you guys have can do that, where we don't have to go to Nando's or KFC or whatever, but we go to these different organizations in different places and we make sure that we buy there.
Yeah.
Buy black, Joe.
No, definitely. No, we support. And I've got my project manager here. Where is she? So she can start coordinating. I can offer my boardroom so that we sit and plan so that it really happens. Because for me, I think one thing I love and I'm passionate, hence I had to bring you guys here, is that you're bringing all these entrepreneurs that others, if it wasn't for the opportunity that you're creating for them, they wouldn't be having. Yeah. you know, and you bring all these entrepreneurs, you're opening up a platform for them to actually be trading. You're opening up a platform for them to actually be interacting with the guys like myself and many others, you know. So it's actually door unlocking if ever you look at it. And right now, I mean, last time we attended a corporate event that you guys had set up, and it was even still different. You know, a different thing. And by the way, for our lunch, they are the guys that are setting up to be feeding our guests. Then, so it's something that for me I like, and I think more than anything, I want to encourage and say you guys are doing an amazing work. You must continue encouraging and being inspiration to other young people out there. Maybe let me ask you, Sporo, how often do you do your events?
It's every last Saturday of every month.
Every last Saturday.
Of every month.
Okay. When are you? I know you're doing your quarter festival. When?
It's the first one. I'm hosting it on the 30th of September.
Okay.
But I'll be doing it every after 2 months.
Is it?
I won't have the stable thing. I'll travel around Ekurhuleni first, and then after then I move out to Ekurhuleni when I'm grand.
Oh, okay. The fourth season.
Four Seasons Ekasi Market is every first Saturday of the month in Watville.
Oh, okay. So you are every second Saturday, every last Saturday. When are you? First Saturday. And you guys?
We on every first Saturday of the month.
Oh, so you guys are both every first Saturday.
We do two things. We do the market on every first Saturday of the month. Then we do food courts for all the big gigs that are happening.
Yeah.
Like every time when there's a big gig, we handle the food court.
Oh,
well, we bring about 10 stalls that are actually going to be selling.
Okay, but I'm curious though, Sporo, how do you choose these businesses?
Okay, I have my own selection way of which, like, I advertise. There's a certain rules and criteria that people that need to follow in order to qualify, because I know I'm not like bullyable. I'm very strict with the certain type of food that I host, because there's a certain standard and level that I've set for my event.
Mm-hmm.
And I do host presentations.
Mm-hmm.
Then we do the food tasting. I have a panel of judges. Some of them are qualified chefs, and then also some of them is like the health assessors. And then we do food assessment, and then we check everything. And then if a person qualifies, we notify them within 48 hours that they qualify to trade in our market.
Mm-mm. So now for somebody that is listening that says I'm a cook, or you know, I'm also into food, I want to be able to showcase, where can they get hold of you?
They can get hold of me on Facebook. It is Sporo Street Cookout. That is the page. And there's Tepo Sporo. There's also Twitter, which is Sporo Street Cookout. Instagram, Sporo Street Cookout. We also have a website, Sporo Street Cookout.
Mm.
Then my number, it is
082-407-5049.
Yes.
Oh, okay. No, thanks.
Thank you.
Voro, for people that want to come attend your festival and actually try out the goddess and everything.
Okay, they can contact me on my Facebook account. Siyabulela Xolani Ngobozana.
Okay. Siyabulela Xolani Ngobozana.
Yebo.
Okay.
Or they can check Kota Experience page.
Kota Experience.
Yeah, Kota Experience page. There's a page of it, Kota Experience.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can chat with me via Twitter at Voro the Virus.
Mm-hmm.
Or Instagram at DJ_Schoolback.
Okay.
Okay, on WhatsApp or Facebook, I mean, or WhatsApp or call or SMS. You can call me on 061-377-377.
You're kidding me,
dude. You know, guys, with us, it's phone in most of the time. Like, I got a lot of numbers, but this one, like, okay, let me be honest. Now, my number, my name, I'm full of me, boy.
Okay, no, it's like, fine.
I'm giving you my e-number in a WhatsApp, Mar. Let me give you a number without the WhatsApp.
Okay,
it's 065-356-8077. Call me anytime, 24 hours. I'm so answering call ya or ngizobuya back if I don't answer you that time.
Oh, okay, not sure. A problem. Morosi, while Morosi you're coming, Palisa, please come come this side. Simpiwe, we need judges this side, please. Okay, give us the for people that want to showcase at your event.
Okay. Our Facebook page is Four Seasons Ekasi Market, mm-hmm. and that is the numerical number 4. Instagram is also Four Seasons Ekasi Market, and they can send a message to myself on 079-7699-737.
Do you repeat that again?
079-7699-737.
Okay, Bulelani. Social media has gone big, eh? No one has called a website. They are all social media. And for the numbers that they pull, my brother?
Our Facebook page is Easy Saturday, Street Food Market.
Okay.
Same thing with Twitter, Easy Saturday Street Food Market. And Instagram also, Easy Saturday Street Food Market. So if you want to showcase all your stuff at our site, so what we basically do is we tell you as much as possible that you need to be as creative. It's like most of our stalls, it's not like your normal pap and mokhoru.
Yes.
So it's all about gourmet. It's all about coming up with that one idea, like your mokhoru wrap.
Show us the gourmet.
That's the food long.
Oh,
that's
okay.
The food long. It's like the concept.
This is the food long.
That's the food long, yeah. The concept behind it, it's something as in like, try and get something, because people from the hood always want something that's filling.
Yeah.
So get something that's filling, but also tasty and all with different flavors to it. Yeah, so our criteria is be creative as possible and have a health certificate from your side. Then after that, we can push your brand.
No, definitely. Xolani, quickly, you've got quotas here. Do you want to tell us what kind of quotas do you have there?
Okay, I'm a quota like I brought today. It's from one of the best Ekaslam. You know, now most Ekasi le kote funa esotwan. Esotwan, it's ntole in beef burger and cheese with chips and ham and all. You kote ntole. Then another one is egg and cheese. Like I made it that simple in life. We think I be a lot of things about.
You kill me, dude. Okay. No, it's fine. Let me have my colleagues in training. Palisa and Simpio, please come close to the mic. Okay. So now, maybe I think Ankara, you do radio, guys, ne? So paint the picture as to what you see in front of you.
Who are you starting? Okay, what am I painting first?
Yeah.
I want to paint.
Okay, paint what you like. Then Usimpe will take the list.
It's called the footlong.
Yeah. Footlong.
Whew, it looks. Yo, tapes.
she can tell you the ingredients also. Yeah, what's inside?
I see, it's the roll, right?
Okay.
It has this white creamy sauce.
Okay.
With beefy, bacony.
I don't see some of my ingredients. Let her tell us. So, because clearly, you see, they're saying beefy and whatsoever. So, what is in front of us?
Okay, so basically, I'm Simone, by the way.
Oh, hi, Simone.
What this is my take on an AK meets Philly cheesesteak.
Oh, nice.
Type of situation. So, you have your roll, then you've got salad underneath, which is tomato, lettuce, and cucumber. And then you've got steak nicely marinated and very tender, and then you've got some cheese in between with your chips and a mushroom sauce.
Simpio, you busy? Simpio, come. So as she's describing, I can see your expression and the voice gestures. Do you want to tell us the experience?
The food tastes all no it doesn't make it. You can't lie. It looks so good from the kota, one of my chips into cheese lapo to the wrap that looks so, it's so filling. Like I see everything, you know. It's not like those other wraps that Oboni Nix, and you're like, what's in there? Like, oh, it looks so good. And then ish, what the lady just described now with the sauce just dripping down, I can just
okay.
Woo! Yes.
So I think even better. I think now when the show ends, we must have you trying the food and you tell us what you guys think, right?
Yes, I'm ready. My tummy is ready.
Are you ready, Palisa?
We are here for that party.
Oh, okay. No, definitely. Guys, the show has actually come to an end, but we usually close off the show in style. I want you to give me a 30-second word of inspiration to somebody that is listening out there, that is on the verge of giving up. Your 30 seconds start now.
Okay. Always believe in your vision.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever vision that you get, it's a blessing from God. Work on it and just implement it as soon as you can.
Okay. 30 seconds, Baba.
One thing I can say is, no matter what they can say to you, believe in whatever that you have in your life, in your mindset right now. Because whatever you have can make you to be something great in life.
Okay. 30 seconds, my brother.
It's get used to your hustle, then you'll know you're successful.
Get used to your hustle and you know that you're successful. My brother?
I would say it's not about how you feel about whatever you know,
mm-hmm.
but it's about how you believe.
Oh.
If you believe in it, then go for it.
Oh, okay. My sister?
Entrepreneurship is obviously not as glamorous as people make it out to be on social media.
Mm-hmm.
You must hustle, you must work hard until you get to a point where your work just works, talks and speaks for itself.
Mm. Okay, my brother?
I can only say believe in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Believe in what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
If it's in your mind for a long time, I'd say do it.
Okay.
Just believe in yourself and make sure that you follow your dreams.
Okay. Will you learn?
Nah, I've got nothing to say.
Oh, you don't have got nothing to say, definitely. This is all that we had for you. We're going to be putting up some pictures. If you ever joined in, you've missed out on an amazing show, but you can always go to www.cliffcentral.com to go to podcast to actually listen to the show. Go to visit at cliffcentral.com. Or at Debo Homaford or at 360biz essay to actually listen to the podcast and see some of the exciting stuff that was happening on the show today. Catch us again next time for another exciting installment of 360biz. My name is Debo Homaford and my boy Bulelani Bala, we are out.
This is CliffCentral.com.